listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates, 743 on Thursday, August 27th. It's time to check in with our friends at Lutheran Senior Services. Jane Wilkie in studio this morning. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy, and a great good morning to all the listeners.
Well, thank you. It's a nice morning here in St. Louis.
It is. It's a lovely morning. The last couple of days have been incredibly beautiful, maybe the last week or so.
Yeah, it's like October.
October. I like that. Let's frame a whole new thing. And let's keep it this way, because...
Yeah, I know. Can we stay this way until like December 24th?
I kept hearing the last couple of days, I keep hearing, and then by this weekend, heat and humidity will return. So, and of course, back home in Minnesota, this is kind of like a Minnesota kind of a summer, but the days we're having here. But the big thing there is always the Minnesota State Fair. Big, big, big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't wait until I actually move home and can actually go to the Minnesota State Fair. But every imaginable food on a stick available at the Minnesota State Fair. Probably even a slab of butter. But anyway, deep fried butter on a stick. But the it's the last couple of years. It can be a beautiful summer. And then when these throngs of people are there, it's heat and humidity. And sure enough, you know.
And all giant mosquitoes?
Probably. Yeah. Probably. So today I would like to talk about volunteers, you know, because we so often on the air talk about many of the features or what we have to offer at Lutheran Senior Services. And we have incredible staff, wonderful, wonderful staff, 3,000 in number, and working through all of our communities and service lines. And actually, yesterday, we just got the news that, excuse me, St. Louis Business Journal has named Lutheran Senior Services for the third year in a row one of the healthiest employers in St. Louis. And so we really want to invest in our employees living life to the fullest, our residents and guests and clients living life to the fullest. But we could not do that without all of the volunteers that come and give of themselves. And I would like to just lift up a couple of in particular. Leading Age is the national organization, not-for-profit senior living providers that it's a national organization. Then they have their chapters in Illinois and Missouri. And the Volunteer of the Year for Leading Age Missouri is a gentleman named Jack Kramer, and he volunteers at Heisinger Bluffs and St. Joseph's Bluffs in Jefferson City. And one of the things that he does is he brings in his karaoke machine and every week does karaoke with the skilled nursing, with the care center residents and the assisted living residents. And it just, when you see that come alive, you see the faces of the residents come alive, but you see him. He is just like Mr. Popular, walks through those halls and knows everybody. And just imagine the delight in him to see those happy faces when really you don't, I mean, imagine karaoke. We all know that karaoke is not your most, your best performance ever. So you've got laughter, you've got joy. So he really brings joy. And he has decided that that is what he wanted to do. It's a time every week that he sets aside, and he knows that he gets as much joy from bringing joy to the residents.
Karaoke hour with Jack at LSS.
I know. It just is so fun. And then we also have, so many of our volunteer opportunities, one of which we know we featured here on the air, Senior Connections, and found out recently that actually it was on World Friendship Day, Sunday, August 2nd, we announced that our volunteer coordinator for Senior Connections, Sandra Roeder Singer, mentioned that she had recently surpassed 100 active volunteers in our Senior Connections program. So that translates to more than 110 older adults receiving consistent weekly visits of 1 hour or more from a trusted friend. And sometimes those are furry friends. And so I know that in the upcoming weeks, we are going to have on air a little bit more information about a new partnership between APA and Senior Connections so that we can equip the volunteers already through APA that may present to groups, may have an opportunity to now volunteer with seniors. Those seniors, or those volunteers who want to go visit seniors and have a furry friend pet, will be trained and vetted through APA. So it's a great partnership, kind of like a pause for seniors kind of a moment. But you know, there are so many opportunities for volunteering. So if you're listening and you live in the St. Louis area, you live in the Central Missouri area, Jefferson City or Columbia, Central Illinois area, Springfield, Illinois, Peoria, Illinois, we have our locations in all of these places. And we would welcome you to give a call, to come online or give a call to our volunteer coordinator and to talk about, her name is Pam, and she'll talk with you about what are the things you love to do, what are your particular gifts, what might you want to do, and then she'll help match up that opportunity with you. In particular, if you go online, for lssliving.org, you'll see a tab at the very top that says volunteering, and when you click on that, you're going to see some of the things listed, and I want to just highlight them right now. You can volunteer in one of the Lutheran Senior Services communities.
Mm-hmm.
You could volunteer at Hidden Gems if you're here in St. Louis. And I know next Thursday you guys are heading to Hidden Gems Resale Store in Crestwood. That's our resale shop that benefits Benevolent Care. And we always need volunteers to help out at Hidden Gems.
And how convenient, there's a payday coming up before I go there.
There we go. I know. Isn't that, you timed that just right. When you and Joy were working on that date, I wonder if that was part of it. We also need and are always looking for volunteers in our hospice program, our Senior Connections program, and our Volunteer Money Management program. So if anyone would like to volunteer and they want to speak specifically about the opportunities, you can call Pam at 314-262-8206. 314-262-8206. You can be an encourager, a Barnabas to seniors who just in any, just a variety of different things, whether you want to lead karaoke, whether you want to help someone read their mail, whether you want to help, bring the, some of the seniors who are in wheelchairs to chapel every week. Mm-hmm. There are so many different opportunities for volunteering and giving of yourself.
Over at, Hidden Gems, there are a number of things they do as well, but they work hard in that
oh,
shop
they do.
Because when I, you know, sometimes when you think of a resale shop, you don't picture a store as tidy.
Yes.
I mean, it's a very nice store. I don't know how to describe it.
Well, and I'm glad you brought that up because I'm sure you will be talking about that next Thursday when you are there. But that is the amazing thing too. When I came in, when I first walked into Hidden Gems, I was just assuming it was going to be just set up with racks of clothing and just kind of things piled around. But what I discovered is it is set up just like a regular store. You would be these little sections. Mm-hmm. So you might have your couch set up and you might have, you know, the end table with it so you could kind of visualize what it is and the beautiful pictures along the walls and everything organized so well.
I think it comes from Joy's background in design, doesn't she? I think she has a background in architecture or design.
I think so, yes. And of course, her real estate background, Joy, brother who we're speaking of, who is in charge of our move-in resources program, helping match when people deposit to move into an LSS community, one-on-one help in figuring out what to do with your furniture, how to close out your home, what will fit in your new home. But Joy's background is also real estate. So all those times of staging homes and staging that for when you want to sell your home. So yes, she has a great eye for it. And really, you are exactly right. So the volunteers do more than sit behind the counter and check you out. They are engaging with the visitors. They are tidying things up. They are helping organize. Mm-hmm. You know, as things go out, we have to bring new things in. And so it's a great, great store.
A great place to volunteer. Absolutely.
Absolutely. We can always use any and all volunteers. And we know that everyone's gift is welcome. And we really do all know, even in our own lives, so much we get as much when we volunteer as we possibly give to others. Mm-hmm. And from those lines, just a devotional thought, I was thinking about those volunteers. And as I mentioned before, that Barnabas line, and really that whole idea of we all need Barnabases in our life. We need to have those encouragers who encourage us. But we also need to but we are invited to live out our faith by looking for those opportunities where we might be a Barnabas to others. And where does that come from? So I thought about that, and I thought, well, where does that word encourage come in the Bible? So I found a couple of verses, and I thought it was interesting that the word encourage is in the Bible is not just linked to Barnabas, mm-hmm. whose name, as he sold his field and gave the money to the apostles and was a partner to Paul and the encourager. If there are other verses that have it. So I wanted to share a couple of them. One is Romans 15, verse 5. May the God who gives you endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves. And so I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking that encouragement, as God gives us the encouragement, and really living out faith as in that body of Christ and that spirit of unity. In Philemon, which is, of course, a chapter that I don't go to very often, this one little chapter. But, you know, there's also that verse, those first verses. I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints. I pray that you may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing we have in Christ. Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the saints. So these are the words of Paul, and he's speaking and saying, so you, in living out your faith, have encouraged me. So we've got the encouragement that comes from Christ, from God himself. We have the encouragement that we lift each other up. And all in all, what we really are about as we live out our faith is a submission that Lutheran Senior Services also uses, and that is serving others as Christ would serve them. That's the ultimate encouragement, the ultimate sacrifice of love that Christ gave to us. And in response for that, we can be encouragers to others, serving others as Christ would serve them. And just ending then with the words, if I can find them, from Philippians, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. And then it really goes on to be talking about then that being having the attitude the same as Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. So remember, Lutheran Senior Services, lssliving.org. If in today it is in your heart to consider opportunities to be an encourager through volunteering, we are ready to match your gifts to our needs.
lssliving.org/volunteering.
/volunteering.
That'll take you right to that page, and you can find there a number of opportunities and Pam Gordon's contact information, 314-262-8206, her email on there as well. So you can find an opportunity there to volunteer. Great way to serve. And any events coming up? Evening at the Winery.
Yeah, Evening at the Winery. Thank you very much. Actually coming up this Sunday. So that would be Benefiting Meridian Village, Benevolent Care, Evening at the Winery. You can find out information from that on lssliving.org/events. And then we do have, if I'm looking forward to the fall, we do have a kind of a hiatus. So during September and October, we are an agency that does partner with United Way for mm-hmm. outreach social services. So out of respect for that, mm-hmm. it's called a blackout for United Way. So we'll have a little bit of a pause in September and October with events that might raise funds for benevolent care, but then we'll be back up and running later.
So that gives everybody a chance to catch their breath in those who work on preparing all those events, right?
That's exactly right. Exactly right. But you can still benefit benevolent care
absolutely.
By shopping at Hidden Gems during September and October.
That's right.
So we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much, Jane. Have a great week. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.